Radio and ComoNews.com.
Art Sanders along with you. Good evening. You know Peter Yarrow from his part in the legendary folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, these days, he devotes much of his time to causes he deeply cares about. One of those is called the Sandy Hook Promise.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him?
Shortly after the tragic shooting that took the lives of 20 children and six school staff members, Peter was asked to organize a concert for the people of Newtown.
And I did know some people from Newtown, from a group called the Flagpole Cafe, with whom I had sung at a radio broadcast. And because of the work I've done in the past in terms of organizing certain kinds of events, they said, look, we need a concert. It's not a benefit. We need just a concert that brings people together to mourn, to commit to what is called the Sandy Hook Promise, which is a promise to not let Newtown become remembered solely for the tragedy that occurred, but to be remembered as a place where transformational change was sparked.
Our hearts are broken. Our spirit is not.
So that we do prioritize our children and we do what is necessary to get the guns out of the hands of those who might harm children and others.
This is our promise, the Sandy Hook promise.
Peter went to work. He contacted friends who had set up 9 cameras in the auditorium.
So I put together a bill. Tara Williams came on board, my daughter Bethany Yarrow, who's an extraordinary singer, and Rufus Cappadocia and the Flagpole Cafe, and including Francine Wheeler, who is a sensational singer, and she and her husband David lost their son, Ben, 6 years old, in the tragedy. And we had a most remarkable concert.
I need to feel the spirit.
In it, you saw a town coming together in its really, really deep, deep pain, but loving each other and expressing all that they needed to share in that moment to get them to the next level of the beginnings of what will be a long, long process of healing. Never fully healed. It will come along.
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
It's a remarkable piece. The songs interspersed with the interview with me and Francine Wheeler. The people are just devastated by it, but also inspired by the courage and the determination and the love of these people. It's the best of what a small town can do and become in the face of an extraordinary crisis.
Art Sanders, Como News Radio. Peter Yarrow, a concert for Newtown, will be shown on many PBS stations this week and weekend. You can also view it online. Just search Concert for Newtown. All the Canadian Postal Services move away from